It's Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. I've talked before, I'm not going to get into it, but if you get it on the AM signal, 1580 AM, the FCC requires all AM stations to power down as it gets dark, and in the winter, that's a lot of time. You're going to get a longer, better signal if you get it on the app. It's not a signal. And if 92.7 FM, same thing. You don't have to power it down, but it's a smaller range. We have a statewide audience. Statewide audience up north, west, everywhere. Big Milwaukee audience, big Chicago audience. Download the app, and while you're at it, click on the Support Devil Radio link. It's on there because you asked for it. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, saying there's something wrong with the vote, sticking up for Trump. Devil Radio is the strongest, purest, and least polite opposition to that. Okay, we're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show, as usual. You know, pure and simple, Trump is a criminal. He has a criminal past, and he has a criminality to continue. Of all the people that are sending in millions of dollars to his platforms, but the people, the Koch brothers, Alec, and the leaders of dumbing down our democracy or taking over our democracy or turning us into an authoritarian, they're using him. He's just a criminal. And in any other country, I don't think he would have gotten away with this like he has in our country. And it's really sick. And same with the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin because of their abuses of power and the way that they're utilizing our tax dollars in a scam, trying to prove there was something wrong with our elections so that they can change the way the vote is counted. It's alarming and it's sick. And until they're all put in where they belong, prison. Because if any of us did this, or if a Democrat would even whisper something like that, which they wouldn't do because they truly, you know, abide by their oath of office and to protect the Constitution and our democracy. These people have lied. They've abused their power. They're criminals. And boy, I'll tell you something, I can't wait till they're all put in prison, and they better be, so I can sleep at night, because this is just sick. And thank you so much for your time, and you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Gene, that is terrific. As always, passionate, very clear, very articulate. I could not have said it better myself. And, you know, picking up on what Gene of Eau Claire said, would you like in the future to be able to vote for a state treasurer as we have since the 1840s? Would you like to vote for Secretary of State in the state? Would you like to vote for a superintendent of public instruction? Would you like to vote for lieutenant governor? Would you like to vote for president? What the Republicans have proposed is to take that vote away. They have proposed putting constitutional amendments on to make the Secretary of State, State Treasurer, Superintendent of Public Instruction, and Lieutenant Governor appointed by the governor. And Ron Johnson has demanded that the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature take control of our elections in this state. Right now, there's an elections commission of six people, three Democrats, three Republicans, with a staff advising clerks and people, signatures, reviewing signatures, that kind of thing, advising them on the law. It's their job. The idea is that Voss would take that, get rid of all that. Any clerks would work for Voss. And, you know, the Republicans under Walker got rid of civil service. Did you know that? So you're going to have Republican zealots appointed as clerks. And the worst of all, this is Ron Johnson's demand, the senator, who should not be senator after the next election, is that the state legislature gerrymandered, illegitimate, and corrupt, would decide who got our electors. We have 10 electors. You get one elector for each member of Congress, or the House rather, and we have 8 members of the House, and then one for each of our 2 senators, you get 10. Biden got our 10 this last time, even though Republicans cooked up a crooked, fraudulent committee to meet in the Capitol, and they sent out a forged, fraudulent certification that said Wisconsin had picked 10 Trump electors. That was false. That should have been charged criminally, but that was false. But the governor, Tony Evers, and the Secretary of State, Doug La Follette, both Democrats, and Ann Jacobs, the head of the Elections Commission, rotates between Democrat and Republican, all certified the Biden electors are the correct ones. But this malarkey is going to keep going on. And the next time, if Voss is still Speaker, because the gerrymander holds up for 10 more years, what's going to happen is that a Democrat will win the presidency, and the legislature will say, under the Constitution, we are awarding our electoral votes to the Republican. And if that happens in Pennsylvania and Michigan, they will have the presidency forever or for the foreseeable future. And if it also happens in Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, which is even easier for them, it'll be icing on the cake. That's what's happening. That's what Gene is getting at. Stalin once said, and I will repeat it again, he murdered 20 million people. He's one of the worst mass murders in history. And he said, what matters isn't who people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Johnson and the rest of them, the Republicans, are going to count the votes if they can get away with it. And the first way they're going to do it is to get you to agree in a constitutional amendment in the state that the governor can appoint the treasurer, the secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, and lieutenant governor. And that is a disaster. Algeria did that more than 10 years ago. They put a thing on the ballot that said, will you give up your right to vote? Because they did have votes. And a majority of the people said yes, because an Islamic party had said that's what they wanted. Look, this is Wisconsin. This is the state of Fighting Bob La Follette, Bill Proxmire, Pat Lucey, Les Aspin. You know something? This is not Algeria, and we're not putting up with this. Well, there's a development, you know, already. You know how buds come up in the garden early sometimes in March and looks terrible, and suddenly they bud up? In politics, you can call them weeds, not green shoots. They pop up very early, and the weeds are starting to pop up as to who will run for the Republican nomination in 2024. And the first guy who has lurched to the fore is Chris Christie. He was interviewed, I think, by Dana Bash, and he was asked, are you running 2024? And he flapped his eyes like a chorus girl, and he flaps his eyes and he goes, well, you know, people have urged me to, I'm thinking of it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then she got down to the good stuff and she said, well, are you going to support Trump in 2024? And Christie knows he's got to hold on to the nut jobs in the primary, but he also is not going to support Trump and going to run against him. So he goes, well, I don't even know that Trump will run in 2024. And she goes, well, what if he does? And Christie says, well, you know, I may, he may, who knows? And he dodged the question. But then he took a shot at Trump. And he said, Trump's attacks on Republican lawmakers, all the people who voted to impeach him and convict him, all of the people who voted for the hard infrastructure. He said all of his conduct toward Republican lawmakers is meant to instill fear. And he's absolutely right. It is meant to instill fear. But Christie is starting to realize that Trump will go after him for disloyalty, and he better fight back. Christie went on and said, I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020. In 2024, we'll see what happens, who runs. Didn't say if he'd support him or not. Pretty clearly he's not going to support him. I'll tell you, At the same time, Mike Pence is running, and he is sniffing around. He's a ghost coming out of the past. They were going to hang him, and now he's trying to get the votes of people who said they were going to hang him. And his former press secretary, who's on, in on this with him and on his committee, goes, puts out a statement that says, Pence is ashamed of Trump's conduct. This is on the what he did about January 6th. And Pence will poach his voters. So Trump, of course, you can say, oh, well, Trump attacked Pence. Trump already put out a statement saying that it was understandable they wanted to hang Mike Pence. There's no way that Trump is going to support Mike Pence. So you have these two oddballs, Chris Christie, Mike Pence. They're the first out of the gate. You know, it's very, very funny. You know how when it comes to politics, the longest shots, the least likely people to get it are the ones that come out early. Nobody's going to do anything before Thanksgiving because that's 2 weeks away or whatever, and nobody's going to do anything before Christmas. But starting in January of 2022, that's still 2 years out, you're going to see the weirder ones, the oddballs, the hard luck cases start to go around campaign. Christie, Pence, and the other, they're not going to get it. They really just want to end up as vice president, or they want to end up in the cabinet. Then the real serious ones will come out the following January, January of 2023. And that's when Trump will announce and the rest of them. And it is going to be a zoo and a circus. But you're seeing the first little weeds pop into the garden here. First little weeds, actually rather large weed, Chris Christie, and then Pence. One is going to be hanged by the Republican electorate, wants to nominate him, and the other one, Bridgegate, I mean, my God almighty, and Trump's attacking him. This is all good. It's great theater, and we'll be talking about it a lot. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.